Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. I'm so happy to be here with you for this short and sweet little episode, which isn't really an episode at all because I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be taking a 2-week break, a much needed vacation from work, from responsibilities, from all of the things. I have some exciting news to share. I recently quit my job, my full-time job as CMO of Saged. And to my witches, don't worry, Way of the Witch will stay in place. Everyone in my membership community knows that this is my greatest joy. But I will just be stepping away from the day-to-day that I was involved in with Sage for the past 5 years, which is a huge move. But I'm thinking about my book. I'm thinking about my empire that I'm building. I'm thinking about the brand that I am creating of me from myself. And yesterday, Wednesday, the 8th, I guess it was my last day. And now that I'm having this time to rest and reflect, I'm like, wow, rest is really nice. And I'm giving myself permission, which I want to offer you as well, to take a break from the podcast for 2 weeks. I was going to be traveling next week anyways to see my sister and her family in California and Disneyland for their spring break. And I was like, okay, so then this week I need to record this week's episode and next week's and batch them, and then I'll be ready to go. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not doing any of that. Cancel all plans. I am giving myself rest, and I want to take this 2-week break to rest and reflect and digest and come back to who I am and where I am, and not continue this podcast from where I was, but create something that is where I'm going and who I want to become. And not that everything that I've created obviously is bullshit. Hello, no, this is me. But I'm in a big transition in my life. And as I'm finishing my book, getting ready to submit my manuscript in June, I want to take this time to honor this transition. April's astrology, like I mentioned in my last week's episode, is life-changing. And I knew that this was coming up. I knew that I was going to be given this opportunity to make a big change if I wanted to take that opportunity. And it takes action. And what I wanted to come on and say today is when you're presented with something that requires you to act on it, and it's this big, beautiful opportunity, it's like you walk out of this incredible mansion and there's a magic carpet waiting there for you. And it's like, let's go wherever you want to go. I'm taking you, like Aladdin vibes, right? Like, I'm going to show you the world. And you don't get on that carpet because you're afraid of the unknown. And you think, I'm just going to stay here. This is the known. This is comfortable. I know what to expect here. My nervous system knows what this is. My body knows what this is. My bank account knows what this is. But the magic carpet is just like jittering and dancing, and its little tassels are swinging and swaying and just beckoning you to come. But you think, I don't know where that's going. I can't trust that that's going to be better for me or take me to the next level or really bring me to where I actually want to be. I'm just going to stay here in what I can trust in the known. And as I've talked about so many times on this podcast, the brain is a pattern recognition machine. It is looking for reliable, trusted, well-worn paths, things that it can believe in, things that it can deem as safe, things that it knows are comfortable and familiar. And the unknown, that magic carpet sitting outside that glorious mansion waiting to take you to parts unknown, is dangerous by the brain's 12-point checklist, right? But what you don't know is that staying will stagnate you. And leaving, going on that magic carpet, taking the risk, having the conversation, burning the thing down, is going to require you to trust in something that you don't see yet, that you don't know exists, that doesn't have anything for you to grip onto. But I promise you, that is the path to take, because for all of the times that I have leapt with no plan, with no idea of where I was going to land, with nothing other than my why, I have always, always, always been so beautifully rewarded. I moved to Spain at 27 with no job, knowing no one, a backpack and a passport and my computer. I had no plan, and I created the most beautiful life out of taking that risk because I knew that staying where I was, doing what I was doing, was absolutely impossible. So this change became non-negotiable. And that lesson, seeing myself do that and be like, at this point, 10 years later, well, 12 years really, and thinking, God damn, who was she? Like, how did I do that? How did I just get on that plane? I was so brazen. I was so confident. I was so open. It's because I had faith. I had faith in myself. I had faith in what I wanted to do. I had faith that where I was not where I wanted to be. And the fear that would have kept me staying where I was all consuming. It would have taken me out. It would have made me into someone that I probably eventually wouldn't recognize. And instead, I swallowed that fear. I said, I am afraid. Of course I was afraid. But it wasn't about being afraid. It was about being filled with faith and faith in myself and faith in what I could create for myself and faith that this thing that was calling me, this adventure, was so much greater than staying in the comfortable familiar out of fear. And so while I take this 2-week break to recalibrate and come back with new energy and new ideas and a whole new trajectory for where I'm taking my life and my brand and my book and everything involved, I want to offer that to you too. We are in Aries season. Shit is wild. The energy is intense. If you don't know what's going on, go back and listen to my previous podcast episode. But shit is coming up. You are being faced with your fears, with your shadows, with your doubts, with your uncertainties, with your past, over and over and over again, because this is what Aries does. Aries is confronting. Aries walks into the room and is like, do you use this? Do you use this? Do you want this? What about this? It is like Marie Kondoing your life. And while Aries gives fuel to the fire to blast off, think about everything in the wake of that jet fuel. Everything is being burned away so that you can get off the ground, so that you can go into outer space and beyond. That fear, that fire is burning at the, like, while it is simultaneously pushing and creating a whole new trajectory for you. So during this time, things are coming up naturally. If you haven't already, take my Chiron Astro Shadow Report. It is linked down below. It is going to show you exactly what you need to be working on right now and really for your whole life since you were born, because this is the shadow that you were born with. But so much is coming up right now, and you may feel really confronted by all of this stuff. So give yourself the opportunity to see exactly what it is that is being brought up through this free report to do your shadow work with, and use this light of Aries. We are in the brightest quarter of the year right now, and that is a really good time to do shadow work because everything is illuminated. Nothing can hide from the dark. And what I have come to terms with this week is my body is decompressing from holding something that I no longer wanted to do. And this has been such a beautiful experience and such a reminder to practice what I preach, which is why I'm taking time off, honoring my needs, honoring my pulling back the arrow, because this is the time where I am pausing. I am taking a breath. I am allowing myself to truly get aligned to where I want to go, because where I'm going is so much bigger than where I've been. And I'm so grateful for the path that brought me here. But I know that this book is going to be something huge. And mark my words, when this comes out this time next year, we're going to play this episode back and it's going to be like, see, she knew it then. And not only am I manifesting that, but I'm writing something really fucking good. And I'm tooting my own horn, toot, toot, beep, beep, because hello, we should be giving ourselves all of the credit where credit is due. And so I'm giving myself this pause. I'm allowing myself to say, what is aligned? What do I want to do? How do I want to show up? What do I want to talk about? What do I want to put out into the world? And this is me being in my integrity, taking this 2 weeks off. And part of my brain yesterday especially was like, girl, don't lose momentum. There's hundreds of people, thousands sometimes, that listen to this podcast every episode. They rely on you. They want you. They're here. They're your people. They're following you. They love your work. And then the other part of me was like, if they love me so much, they'll be here. They'll wait 2 measly little weeks for me to get my shit right, get my energy right, and take a much needed break. I've been podcasting weekly, sometimes twice a week since August 8th, so 2025. So that is a while. I'm not going to do the math because I should have done the math before, but I don't know. It's like a long time. And the consistency has been great and it's been beautiful. And now it's time to pull my arrow back, get really fucking dialed in on my bullseye, and then shoot with absolute precision to hit right the first time. So as you're moving through Aries and as shit is burning down and as shit is coming up, give yourself this permission slip to take a break, because Aries will run you ragged if you let it. This energy is so intense. It is running around the clock. And Taurus season is coming, but we're not there yet. we are still very much in how many planets? Like 8 planets in Aries right now. And it's a lot of energy. It's really intense. You see this in the worldscape. And there's a lot going on. So give yourself this pause, check in, see where you're pointing your arrow instead of just keeping shooting. Like I was just shooting. I was like, well, one of these is going to hit, you know? The equivalent of throwing spaghetti at the wall. And yeah, some hit, some didn't, some missed. It's all effort though. And I want to take a break from that effort, from the guessing, from all of it, and come back more aligned. And so this is, I guess, a 12-minute way of me saying, I'll see you in 2 weeks. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you listening. If you love this podcast, leave a review, share it with the people that you love that you know would like it too. Go down below and grab your Astro Shadow Report based on your Chiron. It will give you exactly, with eerie, spooky accuracy, what your deepest shadow is so that you can work on this in the season of light. I love you so much. Love, light, and black holes. I'll see you next week or in 2 weeks.